to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all. In Him, we live, we move, we have our being. And when you be, that's just what you are. That's not something that you're going to get to and achieve through your hard work. You just are. So we need to continue to recognize the eternal reality of who we are, and not the temporary, transitory, time-bound state that has been the prison that we've been locked into, that we're being emancipated from through Christ Jesus. So, you know, we're in that transition from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. And this transition is brutal. There's some tough things going on right now in the world. Tough things going on around. tough situations taking place. Oh, man. Gotta take a little sip of water. It's so strange because when I turn on the audio, here it comes. All the interference, all the craziness. And I think one of the reasons why I like talking to you guys while I drive, if you could actually see what's going on around me while I drive, you'd be like, how in the world are you able to speak? But, you know, God gives you something and it just flows. And as it flows, you know, so it's, yeah, it just flows. And because you got to realize too, and I think one reason God does this with me occasionally is just because to realize that in any situation, in any context, the Spirit of God can be flowing through you. He can be speaking through you. He can be working through you. Your presence can change a place, can change a situation, can disrupt things, can make things work. Whatever it is that God wants you to do as an extension of His kingdom can all happen when you are when you're flowing with Him. Now, God's purposes are going to be manifest on the earth. God is going to have His way. But in all that's taking place, you know, there's going to be a lot happening. Now, we see for ourselves how with all that's taking place, the enemy's been making certain plays, but then as the people of God are moved by the Spirit, and as they pray, other things take place. Other changes shift. Other intentions of the devil get exposed. Information comes to light they can't get rid of. I mean, we're starting to understand, too, that even in those situations, the dramatic impact that happens by the exposure of the methods of the devil. So I'll give you one. If you guys haven't seen this, it's just something for your own reference. There's a Dr. Judy. I'm not sure I said her last name. Makovic, I think. Dr. Judy. Very interesting interview with Ben Swan, investigative journalist, who was incidentally one of the few mainstream journalists that covered what was going on with Pizzagate back in 2016. The actual facts about it, and he lost his job at a mainstream news network during that time because of his report. Interesting, but he's still out there, still reporting. Very good journalist. In my estimation, from just like the way that he approaches subject matter and the way that he looks at things. And as a journalist, he's going after the story. He's trying to find the facts. He's trying to understand what's going on and to make an objective evaluation and present the material to the people so that they can understand. And with this Dr. Judy, here's something that's very interesting. So this lady comes out and is featured in a movie I haven't seen. I've only seen the short clip that was out called Plandemic. But her piece that was done and published and went up on YouTube, it kept getting taken down. And every time it kept getting taken down, people had downloaded it, they kept reposting it under different names, different titles, and each time they would go up, you know, another 200,000, 300,000, 400,500,000 people would watch it, and then they'd strip that link, And even Dr. Judy was joking that everybody's calling her whack-a-mole, because if you've ever played that game, when you know, you're trying to hit the mole and it just keeps popping up somewhere else. So, yeah, in the process of them trying to censor that information off of the internet, then, you know, about a day and a half before this happened in mass, I just got this feeling. I was like, when is the disinformation campaign going to start on her? Because first they couldn't keep the information from getting out, right? Then, once the information was out and a lot of people had seen it, now they need to do damage control. And what's the way they do damage control? Well, they discredit the messenger. Now, this is not a new tactic. This has been going on from you can see it in the Bible, it's going on. You know, Jesus talked about this when he said, well, the Son of Man comes neither eating nor drinking. John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking. You say he's got a demon. The Son of Man comes eating and drinking. You say he's a wine bibber and a friend of the worst sorts of people. But wisdom is proved right by her children, is what he said. Right? Okay. So it didn't matter the form that the message came in. If the truth came out, they would discredit the messenger to get people to keep from looking at that truth. Right? So this is scripturally 2,000 years they've been doing this. It doesn't stop today. But if you watch the interview that Ben Swan did, a few things that they're worth highlighting. You know, one of the things that's worth highlighting is the fact that in all the discrediting of Dr. Judy, none of it addresses the issues that she actually raised. What were the issues that she actually raised? Well, here's one. The Bayh-Dole Act. Bayh-Dole. I didn't know about this. And now I do, and I've got some questions. Ben Swan didn't know about this. Now he does. He's got some questions. A legislative decision that allows for... public servants, taxpayer money paid public servants to patent inventions that they get, that they come across during the scope of their work as a public servant, whereby in the future they can draw royalties from their patents that they have, and also being able to shape public health policy in their office as well. You see how there can be a colossal, horrible, dangerous conflict of interest in something like that. Now, I didn't know about this, but my gosh, you know, can somebody please follow that money trail and tell us where that leads and who's made off of something like that, please? Because when you've got a situation like that, and something like that that's playing out, all right, now, if you can't assume the best interests of the people that are making public policy decision, that's the only safe haven that you've got, and if that's not the case, you've got people with a massive profit motive that have a gargantuan possible target audience that they could force or strongly recommend, if not force, to take things that they make a financial profit off of. So vaccines, medications, whatever, that is something that is insane and it needs to go. And you can see how a very dangerous power nexus around the public healthcare system in the United States affecting global public policy could potentially be there. Now, Ben Swan talked about this in this, like, when his prelude to doing his interview. And, his question there is that nobody in the smear campaign discussed the substance of the things that you raised. So, good interview. Here's a few things also just to highlight from that interview. The way that they locked her Wikipedia page and then were making edits continually on her Wikipedia page, which is nobody takes Wikipedia that serious, if you know. Try using it in college as a reference and you won't have credibility with your professors, obviously. Then with the pieces that were put out, if you look at when they were published, I mean, literally within hours of each other on all these different digital outlets, within hours of each other going up. I mean, so it's a coordinated effort. It's not an organic, we should do an article on this. No, it's a coordinated effort to have universal talking points fact check. You know, who's checking the fact checkers? Yeah, okay, right. So fact check. These guys that publish this different stuff, but all for the purpose of the lazy and scared mind and controlled mind to say, okay, here. So this is what's here. So therefore, I don't have to look at this because this is an uncomfortable reality. And I've been told to sit down and don't question anything. Okay, all right. But very interesting, you know. And then when she's actually doing the interview with her, and her lawyer is sent across a lot of information that Ben Swan then highlighted even on the screen, where even when she was arrested, her secondary charge was a fugitive from justice. But a fugitive from justice, you've got to have what's the primary charge that you're a fugitive for? And on her booking sheet, where there's a space for the charge, that space has been left blank because there was no charge when she was booked, when she was arrested. There was no judge that signed the arrest order. I mean, just those kind of things alone, that needs to be tracked down and traced down. People need to be arrested that were arresting, that carried out those orders, because those were illegal. That is a corruption of justice. That is an abuse of the system. You see how this is just an uncomfortable can of worms that's opened up as a result of this for a lot of people that are trying to keep somebody like her silent. And all she's doing is sharing her knowledge and her experience as a doctor, as a medical researcher. Now, keep in mind, at the same time that you've got somebody that actually studied this, practiced at an extremely high level, had some ethics, refused to misappropriate federal funding, so a person of some integrity, in the middle of this, where people are trying to discredit a voice like hers, you then have those same people pushing in front of you a former computer programmer who now self-identifies as a doctor, read a few books and tossed a few $100 million of different things through his own foundation in a circular network to pay back in. Okay, all right. That's the person they want you to listen to when it comes to public health policy. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So, now logic, reason, that's the last audio we did. Those kind of things, you know, the assumption being that you actually are dealing with people that want to get to the truth, want to get to the bottom of things, want to actually not die. The assumption is that you're dealing with people that actually want to keep their souls and not be lost for all eternity. I'm sorry, my mistake. Listen, there's a dangerous game being played right now. And this is no longer the time to justify your point of view. It is no longer the time to be pushing for your own selfish personal agenda. That's gone. You need the truth. You need the 100% truth, and you need to be able to make decisions and action the truth as it's revealed to you. My people perish for lack of knowledge. People die because they don't know. And they die because of a lie, and they die because they don't have access to the truth, and they die because they ignore the truth and they follow the lie. Now, you've got people out there fighting for you. Look, I do it all the time. All right? Part of this is just because that's how God's wired me, and it's part of the assignment that He's given me is to do this on your behalf. On your behalf. Okay. I mean, we get occasional hate mail to faithmix.com. That's fine. You know. But in all the years that we've been doing this and all the years that we've been publishing, look, it is a labor of love, you guys. It is a labor of love. You know, this is not how, you know, this is not how I've earned a living. Absolutely not. You know, I guarantee you, there's resources that go out from here to help other people. And oh yeah, and that's another thing too. Like, God quickens us with that. But no, people are here, there's, you know, this is not a place for people to come and try to hustle. All right. So, and we don't. This is not a place for people to come and try to play your games. No, we don't jump through people's religious hoops. We don't have, there's not somebody that you can call to try to shut us down. You know, all those things, all this, you know, all the BS games that everybody plays in the world, this is not the place for that. All we do is we put out a word as God gives us something to give. And we use the platform that's here to share what God shows us with whoever it's meant for. And that's it. That's all. That's what it's been. That's what it is. So, for some reason, people don't like that. Or there's a chunk of people out there that don't like that. But the bulk of you that listen here, God bless you. You know, it helps you, it blesses you. The thing that we do ask for, we ask that you pray for us. You know, and I think I need to start asking you guys to share these messages with people that you know it'll help. I should do that. I will. I'm doing that. So share the message with people that you know it's going to help, it's going to be a blessing to. Because listen, we all need encouragement in this journey. We all need strengthening at this time. We all need to know, you need to know that you're not by yourself in this at all. God's got His people, God's got His army that are on the earth at such a time as this doing His work. And you're part of it. You're walking with the Spirit of God, you're part of it. All the rest of this stuff all the things of the enemy. Listen, you can overcome all of that. You can overcome all of that. You remain in Him, let His words remain in you, and you are an overcomer. So, persist. Move forward. When you find people that are agents of the truth and agents of the gospel, help them, support them, pray for them. Do what you can. Don't just watch from the sidelines, because you know what? Those people, they need you to back them up. Because when you're in that position, you're going to need people to back you up. So back up your brothers and sisters in Christ. Be there for each other. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. We always love to hear from you guys. God bless you. We'll talk again sometime soon. All right. Bye.